All right, pop quiz time. It's Joe in the Radio Now Morning Show. A lot of kiddos getting back into school if they're not already there. And I wanted to take my little pupils, Pork Chop and Liv the Web Girl, and give them a little quiz today. These are going to be math questions, okay?
I'm very good at math.
So you can write down if you need to, but it's an actual question. And Pork Chop keeps score. I'll try to get through three of these, but I feel like we might only get through one or two because these are pretty tough.
Okay.
Are you ladies and gents ready?
Yes. Ready.
All right, here is your first math question. A bricklayer stacks bricks in two rows with 10 bricks in each row. On top of each row, there is a stack of 6 bricks. How many bricks are in there total? I will repeat that one more time.
I've got it.
All right, let me just repeat it though to make sure Pork Chop heard it. A bricklayer stacks bricks in two rows with 10 bricks in each row. On top of each row, there is a stack of 6 bricks. How many bricks are there in total? Write it down.
I've got it.
Write it down, please. Can you show me, Liv? Because I want to make sure there's no cheating.
I circled it in the middle of my paper there.
Okay. So Liv wrote 22. Pork Chop went a little higher with 120. Both of you are incorrect. The answer I was looking for is 32 bricks.
Wait, in two rows, that's 20. Darn it. Shoot, that you're right.
I thought there was 10 rows.
No, two rows of 10 bricks.
Oh, darn it.
Okay, wait, I get where you got 32. Okay. I miscalculated.
A big thing going on in Indianapolis, Indiana is the Indiana State Fair, kind of like the rodeo in Houston. And I would like to kind of give you a question based around that. So listen up. If you have 80 tickets for the fair, and each ride costs 5 tickets, how many rides can you go on? I will repeat this one more time, doing a little math quiz here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. If you have 80 tickets and each ride costs 5 tickets, how many rides can you go on? Pork Chop and Liv, write it down. I'll go to Pork Chop
first. Am I allowed
first.
To use a calculator?
No.
No.
Oh. I mean, I know how to do this. I just can't. It's
You can't think with your brain?
Right. Because hold on. 5
tickets. Wait, let me. Okay, wait. 10,
I'm going to do it one more time. 15, if you have 80.
I've got it.
If you have 80 tickets for the fair.
5 times 10.
Each ride costs 5 tickets. That's yours by your finger? Okay. I got Liv's answer.
I'm still trying to. It's like. 10,
like I said, I'm
going to
only get through
not
one or two questions
20.
Here. He's really struggling this morning.
It's like 17, maybe. I'm going to just say 17. 17?
Pork Chop says 17. Liv, very close with her answer. She went one lower with 16, and I'm going to tell Liv that she was right.
Because you know what you do, Pork Chop? Yeah. 5 divided by 40 is how much? 8.
Yeah.
Just multiply that by 2.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I just did guess test and revise estimation, and that's I was off by 1.
Yeah, but mine also was quicker.
All right, I'm actually going to sneak one more in here real quick. Okay. So listen up, guys, okay? Maybe Pork Chop can get on the board. Mm-hmm. Melissa, you guys know Melissa, remember her? Yeah. She buys 2 packs of tennis balls for $12 in total. Altogether, there are 6 tennis balls. How much does 1 pack of tennis balls cost? I will repeat this.
2 packs of tennis balls for $12.
Melissa buys 2 packs of tennis balls for $12 in total. Altogether, there are 6 tennis balls. How much does 1 pack of tennis balls cost?
I feel like that's easy.
Me.
Liv, write it down.
I circled it. You see it? I'll write it bigger. I'm sorry.
No, I see it. I see it. Go ahead. Liv, show me yours. All right. Which one is it again? Just point
the
at
one
it.
That's
oh, circled. All right, both of you, tell me your answer. How much is it?
I say $6 because it's 12 divided by 2.
2. Yeah.
You're
that was
correct.
Really easy.
But Liv the Web Girl's the winner.
Yeah.
Song in so long.
We forgot to mention that I bought one extra ticket for the fair. That's why I said 17.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, who is that ticket for to the fair?
Oh.
Who's that extra ticket for, Pork Chop?
Oh, I don't know.
You're buying an extra ticket? What? I thought you were single. Who's that extra ticket for?
Interesting. We have a development already. Wow. The DM slide is real. All right, Liv the Web Girl, what's coming up in the garbage?
A reboot is happening with this.
A reboot.
Wow.
Okay, you know what? I'm sure it's going to be really good.
A reboot is happening with comedy legends Lil Nas X talks about his unhealthy relationship and another sexual assault accusation for the singer.
I think reboot sounded better.